Well, Dale, it's the start of a bit of history here in Central North Rugby, as we have for the first time an under-17s women's side that's going to Coffs Harbour. It's a fantastic effort, and it's been a bit of fun sort of putting it together, but yeah, how do you see it?
It's an exciting prospect. We've got some really strong areas in Central North, with Warialda, Quirindi and Gunnedah having some strong interest in girls rugby, and it's really good to give them an opportunity to play a little bit more football in the season, but also some rep football, so that next sort of step up is important in their development.
Yeah, well, of course the Wallaroos have played at a World Cup this year, and in Dubai they'll be part of the Sevens, and there's a circuit there as well. It's a big incentive, isn't it?
Well, that's right. We've got some really good opportunities in girls rugby coming up over the next couple of years, between the Olympics and Commonwealth Games and all sorts of things. So there is a real push, particularly in girls sevens, so it will lead to some good opportunities in the future for these girls.
Yeah. And also, of course, you were part of the Rugby School of the Year a couple of years ago there at Warialda High. You're getting some of the fruit and the benefits out of that as well, when Robbie Deans and Chris Lane and Luke Burgess and Van Humphreys came up.
Yeah, mate, it was a great experience. It's a few years now since we got there, but even just the prize money that came with that allowed us to buy a lot of gear, and sort of just bring on our rugby program, which is really good, and we're seeing the fruits of that. Yeah, the last couple of years.
Yeah, is there a sort of a temptation as a coach for all the players from Warialda to pick all the players for Central North 17s from Warialda, or is it really a great opportunity to get out there and really reach out and get to the other schools in the other areas for girls to come through and play?
Yeah, look, Warialda does form the backbone of this particular team. Like, we've come third this year in the CHS Sevens, and we won the Coast of Country Cup. So obviously, it's pretty strong there at the moment. However, we pick the best 12. For the team away. We've actually culled it down from a team of a squad of 16 players, and there was plenty of opportunities for all those girls to make that squad. So
yeah, could we have thrown these girls into the New South Wales Country Sevens down in Maitland a couple of weeks ago? But at 16 and 17 it was just too darn hot, and the girls that are playing at that sort of next level are too old at the moment.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to. Yeah. A lot of our girls in this particular team, even though it's an under-17s team, we've only actually got a couple of girls which are that 17-year age. We've got some 15 and 16-year-olds in that squad. So it's not only having a good team for this year, but it's also building for the future.
And it's a real challenge now, not only with CHS, but also now Central North Rugby is going to have an under-18s women's competition as well in 2015, that we really get out there and support it.
Yeah, look, it is. We've been sort of trying to get the women's up and running for a number of years with, some mixed success. However, the interest with girls rugby is such at the moment that giving them that week-in, week-out game practice, I think, is really, really vital. And it looks like being an exciting prospect for next year.
Finally, what would you like to have as a coach? You'd have another Walshie, or would you like to have maybe, Grub Watson come up here, or Molly Gray come up here and have some mentoring stuff with the girls before they go to Coffs Harbour?
Yeah, look, it'd be fantastic. Like, Walshie's, there's only one Gary Walsh, and we've been really lucky with our development officers in Central North over the last, 10, 12 years. So they've been really, really supportive. It's always good to sort of see, get some interest. We've had some past Australian players come up over the last few years and give coaching clinics and stuff like that, and it'd be awesome, to have that interest and that support. Yeah, for sure.